reprogramming yourself. Ending subconscious programs that operate in opposition to your new, more positive and enlightened programs. Would like for you now to get into a position of comfort, to be at ease, to make those small adjustments to put you in a position of greater ease and relaxation. Whether sitting or lying down, I'd like for you to pay attention to your feet. Is there any way that you can move your feet into a position of greater comfort and ease? Looking at your legs, making any adjustments to the position of your legs that add to your sense of relaxation. Look for any areas where there is discomfort or pain. And with your focused awareness, imagine rearranging the energy around these areas of pain. Almost as if you were going to color that pain in like a portion of a picture in a coloring book. In this instance, we'd like you to imagine that you are coloring with a beautiful, rich, blue light. A neon blue light. Just a hint of violet. And then moving up into your back, your torso, adjusting your torso so that it's at ease, relaxed. And again, imagining you've got that magic blue crayon so that if you find any areas where you're holding tension or any kind of discomfort or pain, and just taking that beautiful crayon of neon blue, coloring that area in. As you move up into the neck and the head, like for you to focus on tipping down your chin just a little, creating a feeling of greater space and ease in the back of the head and the neck. I'd like for you now to take several deep breaths in, breathing all the way down to the pelvic floor, and imagining again that you are breathing in that blue, that beautiful neon electric blue light, just a hint of violet. and imagining that with each breath in, the color is becoming clearer and clearer, very transparent. Breathing in, breathing out. Breathing in, breathing out. And on the next few breaths in, we'd like for you to pause at the top of the breath, and as you hold that breath in, imagine that the light is becoming brighter, richer in its tone. So as you breathe in, the light becomes clearer and clearer. And then as you hold, coming deeper and brighter, richer and brighter. And breathing out, becoming even more clear. And then at the bottom of the breath, taking a pause and feeling through the bottoms of your feet an inrush of that blue light. Almost as if by exhaling, you have created a vacuum. Breathing in and hold. Breathing out. Hold. Breathing in. Making it clearer and clearer. Breathing out. And as you hold, feeling that inrush up through the feet and all through the body into the lungs. And then breathing in, hold, and breathing out, hold. Do this for two or three more breaths, feeling that energizing inrush of beautiful blue light. And as you inhale, becoming clearer, holding, becoming brighter, exhaling, becoming clearer, and hold as more air rushes in through the bottoms of your feet. Begin to feel energized and full of vitality. Would like for you to take that feeling of vitality and begin to funnel it into the heart area, into the heart chakra, imagining that there's this beautiful emerald green funnel where your heart chakra is, and that energy of vitality pouring in, beautiful, clear, transparent, crystal clear, electric blue light, just a hint of violet, pouring through and down into this green, green funnel. Do this for the next count of three. Imagining that with each count upward, more of this beautiful electric blue light is pouring into the funnel of your heart chakra. One, two. Three. And you'll notice that the heart chakra is beginning to take on the shape of a star. The star is spinning from right to left, right there in the middle of your chest, beneath the funnel, where the blue light is pouring in. And now, would like for you to place your focus in the middle of your back, between your shoulder blades, dead center, is a very, very tiny, teeny tiny diamond. Imagining it as so small, it's as if it were a freckle on your permanent atom that is in the very center of your back, floating at about 1 or 2 inches beneath the skin. And this diamond is like a web, for it's connected to many, many, many concentric diamonds, larger and larger gradations, moving up through your back, so that by the time it reaches the surface of the skin, there are perhaps hundreds of these diamonds, extending from the base of the skull. At the tip of the diamond, the very top of the diamond, all the way down to about level with the top of your kidneys as the base of this diamond. And the right and left sides of the diamond extend outward about where your arm meets your sides. Imagine that the ends of the diamonds are floating in that small space between the top of the skin of your torso and the skin of your arms. That space there. Each one of these diamonds represents programs, little subroutines or habits, all those continuing beliefs you have about the nature of reality and how life works. Each one of them represents a belief, an attitude, or a thought that was consciously, if only momentarily, accepted by you as truth about reality. I'd like for you to take a moment to explore this area outlined by these diamonds, kind of get a feel for how many of them there are, sort of mentally with your awareness, explore this area, the edges of each diamond, the depth between it and the previous diamond, and that diamond, the diamond after it, the larger. Looking at some of them, you'll notice that have greater depth or volume to them. And some of them are very thin. Just with your imagination, play with the depth of them to see how it feels, how it creates an experience in the middle of your back. Exploring what that added depth or dimension means to you. What is true, it is different for each person. On some people, those diamonds with more depth and dimension represent older patterns. And for others, they represent more emotional patterns, something that creates a greater emotional charge for them. While with the person who has diamonds with more depth, indicating the length of time they've held this thought or this attitude or this belief, it may be a very dull sort of feeling for them. Whereas with a person that has a more emotional feel to it, the experiences around this pattern may be those that cause the greatest pain. Now, it is true that all of these diamonds represent a well-established pattern, a habit, if you will, whether it's an actual physical habit, you know, as it manifests as a physical habit, such as smoking or eating a particular food that doesn't agree with you, or perhaps a repeated behavior, automatic response, or even a negative thought. It's repetitive and happens to you over and over, or brings up for you. And after you have finished exploring the depth of the diamond, feel your way through the concept of the diamonds as a collective group. We will be silent as you explore this mode of thinking. So allow your imagination, your intuition, to assist you. Notice that some of these diamonds appear to have small connecting lines to other diamonds. When you view them collectively, they almost look like a spider's web. Take a few moments to look at those that are connected and where they're connected. It becomes more important as you begin to work with each diamond individually. When you work with one that is connected to other diamonds, it's important to remember to work with the connections. Or sometimes you can reprogram many different diamonds, many different programs at the same time by imagining working with the connections between the diamonds. Fly to spend a few moments allowing you the opportunity to begin to imagine each one of these beautiful little diamonds being lighted up with the light that is pouring through the front of your heart chakra, down that funnel and into the funnel of the heart chakra, and beginning to come out the bottom of the funnel to the centermost diamond, the beginning, the originating diamond, in a beautiful, rich, very, very clear emerald blue light. Watching as each diamond lighting up one after the other. Till it is as if all of these diamonds, just the outline of them, it's as if it were, as if they were outlined with this neon emerald blue light. The pattern is awesome in its way. This is one of the beautiful complexities of an earth plane existence, of having a body, a physical body, a mental body, and an emotional body. What makes up the fourth point of the diamond is your etheric atom. Displaced, separated from itself, other portion being related to its connection to spirit. One of the things we're going to do today is reconnect those two points. So your connection with spirit be fully dimensional and all together connected in a tube of beautiful blue violet light, sparkling, crystal clear, neon blue light, with just the barest hint of purple or violet to it. Like you now, with your inner knowing, to find those two points and simply imagine that they are two ends of a tube of beautiful, crystal clear, neon blue light. Building this beautiful connected tube of light. And energizing it. The light feeding through the funnels. And it is as if the green light is filtered out. By the time you reach the outer point of the tube, so that the light in the tube is that crystal clear Syrian blue light. And holding that light at the center of your awareness. Almost as if you are that tube of light. When you began this tape, you had an idea within you about the type of program that you wanted to change, to make a conscious decision to stop the old program and to replace it with a new, higher, finer program that will produce the positive results in your life that you desire. Imagining now that that tube of light begins to spin in response to you setting the intent to change the program. And as that tube of light begins to rotate, one of the diamonds lights up. Trust your inner knowing that this is the diamond that is related to the program you are changing. Allow whatever pictures, memories, feelings, or thoughts you have to come up into the light of your awareness. We will be silent while you do this. And as those memories, thoughts, and feelings come up, you'll notice that they look like outlines of people, beings, both from the past and in multidimensional ways. Almost as if these beings were standing along the pyramid itself, or the diamond itself. they were standing on the top edges of it. And imagining that all these beings have something in common, a common energy signature, like an identifying fingerprint. In the form of a note. And as you listen to that note, all of these beings are being drawn upward as if they were riding a ribbon of sound higher and higher. Higher and higher, higher and higher, speeding upward. Just sliding through the portal like a ribbon of light. Feeling just the barest hint of an electrical charge as you pass through this long ribbon of light with all these different yet similar energies riding along it. And as this ribbon of light moves through the higher realms, begins to veer off to the left. And you'll notice off to the left a golden green glow. Moving towards that golden green glow. You'll notice that there are smoky colored clouds up ahead. And you, this beautiful ribbon of light, are going straight into these smoky clouds, undulating beautifully in rhythm to the music of the sound that you make. Like a chorus of angels. And as you pass through all these smoky clouds, you look down and you see like a world of mirrors, all different kinds of mirrors reflecting each other. And as you, the ribbon, pass into view of these mirrors, begin to see the reflection of every being contained on this ribbon. And you come in to gently touch down to the surface of this plane. You, the ribbon, form a beautiful circle of light. Many, many, many different beings represented. And a soft reddish-orange light begins to rise up from the surface of this plane. And in your mind's eye, begin to clean this color up, brighter and brighter, just imagining it, until it is a beautiful, rich, brilliant, and crystal clear reddish-orange light. Let it move up through the ribbon and through the base of every being on them, till the ribbon itself looks this beautiful crystal clear, slightly orange red light. A note is sounded, and up from the surface of this plane rises a deep, rich, purplish red light, and that too begins to move upward through the ribbon, all the way up from the base of the ribbon to the very top, and through every being represented on the ribbon. And with a thought, you clear that color up too, making it beautiful and rich. And imagining that these two colors are actually three colors. Orange at the top, red, and then this beautiful reddish purple. Three bands of light circulating around the ribbon and through every being on that ribbon. And imagining now that the color of intent is yellow. And the clearer the intent, the clearer the yellow, the brighter, richer, more transparent lemon yellow. Before this yellow touches the base of the ribbon, I'd like for you to take a moment or two to clarify your intent to let go of this pattern. Letting it build up in that hidden point behind the will center of your physical body. And like a rocket or a rubber band that has been stretched tight, when you can feel that intent reaching the apex of its power, let it go, like a shot. It comes rolling up the ribbon, and every being on that ribbon begins to release what look like thousands of black comets.
beautiful, sparkling, crystal clear black comets just rising up into the air, shooting off the beings and the ribbon, until that whole ribbon is a beautiful shade of yellow, so clear and bright. And when all the comets are done firing off the ribbon, you allow the yellow to follow it. Higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher, almost as if it were chasing those comets into the highest levels of the higher realms, until they all disappear into the world of light. The ribbon completely clear, translucent, no color at all. And on this plane of mirrors, there's no reflection at all. And this crystal clear, colorless, transparent ribbon begins to move upward, continuing upward until it's moving into a plane that is all light, that neon blue, crystal clear, transparent blue light. And as this ribbon undulates its way through the beautiful blue light, it's being absorbed into the very fabric of that light. Until it completely disappears from sight. Out of that blue light comes a seed of light, of an electric blue neon light, slowly floating down through the higher realms, passing through the portal, floating downward, through the stars and the clouds, through the atmosphere, and down to the crown of your head. Feel it passing through the lotus, and this
see the blue light passes down through your head to the base of the skull, where the spine connects to the brain, an area sometimes described as the mouth of God. Tipping your chin slightly towards your chest, creating space in this area. And listening now as we set the frequency of change in your energy field.